Soko izika disenda bagu VOA Njebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 8 Mabasa 2022 ngumfrancis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sekhoya Dipsloot insizwe yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi. Kodwa ke isimo nje ngiyengisisho asihlanga. Yeah.
Iziphathamandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezigubhela umphathi Njamboka njalo indaba zamapholisa uMnumzana Bheki Cele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano lwezakhamizi zelokishini le-Jitsu eJohannesburg ngemva kokubulawayo ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe. Naye amsola kakhulu uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuvota ephikisa inyathela lokuxotshwa kweRussia kukhansile ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu e-United Nations Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele-Ukraine.
Abaculi abangisifayayo labana esihlala sonke, sikhule sonke, sincedisane ngemibono, siqinisane. Abaculi abangancindezelananiyo. So abaculi abangisifayayo ngabantu esibona ngasolini.
Kuli viki uhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi odume okwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdume OJ uThandi Dlana, yena ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezigoqela umphathi Njamboka njalo indaba zamapholisa uMnumzana Bheki Cele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano lwezakhamizi zelokitshini le-Diepsloot eJohannesburg kulandela ukubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi uThangi Ntambama. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Ekhuluma lezakhamizi ngemva komhlangano umphathi Ntambogatya lwendaba zamapholisa uMnumzana uBheki Cele uthi usebuyise ezinye imota zamapholisa ezedlula ithumi kuleli lokitshi kanye lamapholisa edlula ikhulu. Uthi amapholisa azangena indlu ngendlu edinga bephula umthetho labaselizweni ngokungekho MT20.
Siyawakhuza amapholisa kodwa siwatshela futhi ukuthi angayeki mayekusola ukuthi akwazi ukubuza bese kuba sezandleni zakho ukuverify ukuthi unawo yini ama-documents. Amaphoyisa azokunika ithuba zakuswara athi veza ama-documents. Maungawavezeke ama-documents ikakele.
Ngesikhathi umhlangano uqhubeka, umphathi Ntambogatya lwendaba zasekhaya uMnumzana Aaron Mtswaledi ubhule umkhulu umlilo ngesikhathi izizalwane zakwele South Africa zifuna ukuhlasela isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uMnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi laye obengene kulo umhlangano. UMnumzana Mtswaledi uthi kudingeke ukuthi uMkhwananzi afihlwe emoteni yamapholisa ukuze aphume ephephile. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa uMnumzana Thabang Molefe uveze inzondo enkulu abalayo ngezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu abeZimbabwe.
Zimbabweans are children. Zimbabweans are entering our houses. Zimbabweans are roaming around different as they please. We want Zimbabweans to live. That is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. They must live.
Lobanje zakhamizi ezingenela umhlangano sithi ziyasuthiseka ngendlela abaphathi ntambo abathembise ngayo. Ezakwamanye amazwe zona zithi zisele zilokwesaba kakhulu. Ezinye zezinto ezivunyelweyo kulo mhlangano yikuthi amapholisa azangena indlu ngendlu edinga izigangi labaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Kuvunyelwene futhi ukuthi izakhamizi ezipha abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni indawo yokuhlala lazo kuzafuze zibotshwe. Inkosi yakwamthwakazi uBulelani kaMzilikazi layo obekhona kulomhlangano uthi isimo seDiepsloot sibi kakhulu kuzalwane zakwamanye amazwe.
Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sekhoya Dipsloot insizwe yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi kodwa ke isimo nje ngingisisho asihlanga ya
kusukela o 2008 ele South Africa lishaselwe udlakela lokubandlululana ngokuzwe olwezenophobia kubangwe umsebenzi phakathi kwabakwamanye amazwe lezalwane zakwele South Africa. Iningi lezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa ngabeZimbabwe ababalekela ukuwa komnotho elizweni. Selokhu kuqalela unyaka, sekunamaqembu ahamba ezingela bokuza efuna baphume emsebenzini babuyele kubo, osekubangele ukuthi abanye bagcine bebaleka lapho abahlala khona besiyacasha enkambeni zamapholisa. Usenjalo imuli kanyati ithi inkosikazi wakhe uNomsa Chuma usesusiwe eDietfloot wahlala kwelinye lokuthi lapho bacabangela ukuthi uphephile khona. Imuli ithi izahlangana ngempela viki ihlela ngokuyangcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya kanti kamapholisa athi akekho osebotshiwe ngalesi sihlakalo. Melesito 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Amabandla aphikisayo ezombusazwe aweZimbabwe labalwela amalungelo oluntu bayamsola kakhulu uhulumende ngokuvota ephikisa inyathelo lokuxotshwa kweRussia kukhansili ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele-Ukraine kanye lokubulala abantu mahlayana abangahlomanga. EleZimbabwe yilo lodwa ilizwe langezansi eZwazi le-Afrika kuSADC elivote lisekela eleRussia ngoba amanye amazwe aweSADC ekhethe kungavoti esekela loba ukungasekeli. Lanxa eleZimbabwe kuyilo lodwa elivote liphikisa inyathela leli, iRussia icone ixoshwa ngemva kokuba amazwe omhlaba angamashumi edlula 91 evote esekela. Amazwe angamashumi phosa ayisithupha 58 abikwa ekhethe ukungavoti. Avote engasekeli ukuxotshwa kweRussia abe ngamashumi amabili lane 24 agoqela eleZimbabwe leleChina. Iningi lamabandla aphikisayo labenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe ziveze ukungajabuleli inyathelo lokuvota kukahulumende engasekeli inyathela le-United Nations Human Rights Council lokuxotsha eleRussia ukuba lilunga, lisithi kuveza sobala ukubana uhulumende weZimbabwe akaqakathekisi ukulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu. Ngomnyaka 2008, eleRussia leleChina aphikisa ukwethulelwa kweZimbabwe izijeziso zenotho ngamazwe awahlanganiswa emanyana wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations ngemva kokuqhutshwa kokhetho olwalulolidlakela olwethusayo abaningi ngaleso sikhathi lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kwanyamalala abanye. Le mpumela yokhetho yaqeda inyanga yonke ingaphumanga, yathi siphuma kwatholakala ukubana ibandla leZANU PF lalinqotshiwe ngesilinganiso esincane kwakhokhelela ekuphindweni kwalolu khetho i-runoff. Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi amazwe amaningi awezwekazi le-Afrika ancediswa ngeleRussia leleChina empini yawo yenkululeko embusweni wabamhlophe ababethumbela omazwe, okuyikho kubangele ukuthi iningi lawo likhethe ukungavoti lingasekeli gcwele kodwa amanye aphuma mgceke avota esekela eleRussia anjengeZimbabwe, Algeria, Burundi le-Ethiopia. Ababalisi laseZimbabwe bakhala ngokubandlululwa ekuphiweni umsebenzi wokubala abantu phansi kohlelo olwe-census oluzaqutshwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga. Eminyakeni edluleyo ababalisi beqhatshwa luhlangothi olwe-ZimStats ukubala abantu kungakhathalekile lokuthi bale minyaka emingaki yokuzalwa, kodwa lonyaka lolu hlangothi lubikwa lukhethe ababalisi abasakhulayo abangaphansi kweminyaka engamashumi amane lahlanu. Kulabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 40,000 abaqhatshwe yilolu hlangothi njalo babikwa sebeqalisile ukufundela umsebenzi lanxa izinsatsi libikwa ilokhu idinga abanye. Iphephandaba eleNewsday libika ukubana ibandla leZANU PF likhanya selifake abasakhulayo bebandla leli ukuba benze umsebenzi ngenhloso yokuphuma lamanani abantu azakwenza ukuba uhlelo lokwaba izigaba zokuvotela i-delimitation yabele izigaba lezi kusetshenziswa amanani angaqondanga kodwa azakwenza kube lula kubandla leli kukhetho abantu bazabalwa kusukela mhla ka 21 yonale inyanga. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe nomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi iZinta umnumzana Richard Gundane ngalolu daba.
Nxa sokunjalo-ke sina lapha kuZimbabwe Teachers Association esibamelelayo ababalisi nabantu abadala abephezu kwe-45 ngama-50 years banye seba-approach i-retirement. So bayabuza ukuthi kanti sokutheni eminyakeni sibesisebenza kuhle anjo ukungena kwi-census umsebenzi qeda ukusebenza phelulu bathola la kuyinzuzo encane. So yiyo imali encedayo ababalisi ukuthi iyabamotivetha layo iba-encourage ukuthi bahlale emsebenzini wokubalisi ngoba imali ezinjalo ezenational umuntu wonke layo uyazi. So kunombuzo lapho ukuthi kanti kuke kwabe le research yini etshengisayo ukuthi abantu abadala kabafanisi ukuthi bawuyenze. Nxa ikhona ngathi sifuna ukuyibona ukuthi itshona. Kanti nxa kulo hlupho lokuthi abantu abadala kabasoze bawafanisa umsebenzi kuke kwayenzwa yini i-medical examination yakhona. Kule fitness test yini eyenziweyo ukuthi itshengise ukuthi abantu abadala kabasoze bawafanisa lo umsebenzi. So thina sithi hayi asifuni bandlululo. Into yokukhethwa ukuthi umuntu ahambe emsebenzini kufanele ukuthi kusetshenziswe into ye-professionalism. Umuntu wonke ongumbalisi uyakwanisa ukuthi ahambe ayewuthatha lowo msebenzi awuyenze. So kumele ukuthi ipolicy leyo bayilungise bakhiphe lokho abafuna ukuthi bakufake. Angazi ukuthi okubekileyo khona kumba. Eminyakeni yonke edlulileyo ababalisi bonke abakwanisayo bayahamba bayengena umsebenzini. Nxa kuyi-circumstances sezikho lokho, nxa kuyi-criteria enjani yikho lokho, ayikho nalokho abakulethileyo lonyaka. So siyacela sibili ukuthi abegatsha le-census bakukhangele lokho, bakulungise uyenzela ukuthi bakhiphe lolu bantu lolo.
Manje ngokubona kwenu kungaba kusenziwa ezombusazwe yini kumbe ngokucabangela kwenu injongo yakhona kuyini kahle kahle?
Hayi, ezombusazwe kasizibonela sibona nje ukuthi kulo muntu obeke ipolicy embi. Akula consultation lapha, akula research lab. Angazi ukuthi abasebenza khona ngale kwigatsha le-census babonini esingakwaziyo. Ngabe kubonile lokho abakubonileyo kabasitshele phela lathi singama-stakeholders kumele ukuthi sibe kwazi lathi sibacebise ukuthi hayi umuntu wonke kumele ukuthi athole ithuba lokuthi awuyenze lowo msebenzi ngoba kuzakuba nemali even nxa singasebenzile imali kufuna ukuthi njalo lathi umuntu wonke athole ithuba lokuthi asebenzele ilizwe lakhe. Kuye lizwe into eqakathekileyo umuntu wonke laye uyalithanda ithuba lokuthi.
Ngokuzwa kwenu kuthiwa imali izaba inganani ephiwayo lo umnyaka?
Hayi, angikwazi lokhu kasikabi lakho ngoba nxa umsebenzi onje uyenzakala imali izatshelwa labo abayabe bengena umsebenzi. So kasilalwazi lokuthi iyabe ingakanani. Ukuba ngakanani kaqakathekanga kithi. Esikufunayo ukuthi umuntu wonke owuthandayo umsebenzi athole lolo thuba. Nxa kuyi-$1 kuyabe kulungile ukuthi nxa umuntu eyithanda laye ayithole isebenzele ilizwe.
Umnumzana Richard Gundane umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi iyezimtha limuze ekhuluma lapho icingweni le-Studio 7 eseGweru. Imizamo yokukhulumisana labo hlangothi olwezimstas yehlule. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukwenzakala kwele South Africa lapho kubulewe isizalwane seZimbabwe emzini weGibsfontein ngesihluku sokuvumodwa ngamatshe qede lapho zatshiswa. Okwamanje ngothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Melika lithi kumele kuvezwe ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu esabeleni seLukashenko kwele Belarus. Lithi kuningi njalo okufanayo okwenziwa ngele Russia kwamanye amazwe okugoqela ele Ukraine. Kusenzakala konke lokhu, ele Russia selivimbe imisakazo ezimeleyo lavalisa njalo amaphephandaba kaZulu. Abantu kulelo lizwe kabasavunyelwa ukwenza imihlangano kumbe ukutshengisela emigwaqweni bekhonona ngokubahluphayo. Abaloba okuqondileyo bakhahlanyezwa nguhulumende. Kusenjalo kwenzakala okufanayo kwele Belarus lapho uhulumende kamnumzana Alexander Lukashenko wephula khona ilungelo loluntu. Awusavunyelwa imisakazo ezimeleyo, inhlanganiso ezimeleyo lazo zithwele amagabha avozayo, njalo abaphikisa uhulumende bathi sokuzima ukusebenza kulelo lizwe. Elemendika lithi lokhu sokwenze ukuba bonke abadlelana lohulumende kaLukashenko bavinze ukuba befike elizweni leli ngoba bakhuthaza ukungathembeki. Uhlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe ole-State Department luthi abasanikwa incwadi zokuthekelela eMelika bonke abadlelana noLukashenko. Abafakelwe izijeziso lezi elizweni lelo bafika phose amajumi amane 38. Kulabanye njalo abafakelwe izijeziso lezi abalwa impi eChechen okwabulawa abantu mahlayana. Phansi womthetho we-Presidential Proclamation 8015, elomelika selijezise njalo abangamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 kwele Belarus abephula ilungelo loluntu. Seliphinde lafakela izijeziso lezi abalijumi lanye 11 kwele Russia abakhokela ibutho kulandela ukuhlasela kwele Ukraine. Elemelika lithi impi kwele Ukraine isikhahlameze abantu abaningi okumangalisayo okugoqela abantwana labomama. Uhlangothi olubona ngokusetshenziswa kwemali lokunye kwele Melika kule Office of Foreign Assets Control luthi luzafakela abanye njalo abantu izijeziso zenotho eChechen lakwele Belarus ukwenzela ukuba kuhlonitshwe ilungelo loluntu.
Ngoludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Mpofu uthandazela ukubana umdlali olimeleyo unqobe izitha masuku abe esesilile ngesonto lapho iqembu lakhe elizodlala khona lele Cranbourne Bullets. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Masukulimali inqaga namhla iqembu le-Highlanders lidlala le-Trains ngesonto edlileyo, njalo udokotela beqembu bathe namhla engaphindela enkundleni ukuze aqale ukunyathela izilunga kancane. Umpofu uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuba ukuthi kufika ngesonto nomdlali eseluleme.
Ndingumdlali elokhu engikhangele ukuthi amadokotela amphilile ukuthi aqale i-training namhlanje. Ngizabona ukuthi uzakwanisa yini ukuthi enelise ukuthi kufika isonto kuyabe 100% and ngiyakhuleka ukuthi kube njalo. Ebese kwanisa ukuthi abe khona engumdlali osethe siqala nje ingane into zokuhamba, engumdlali othe sasinika amagoli, engumdlali athe sikude quality, kodwa ngiyathemba ukuthi uzaba khona ngesonto.
Umasunguye umdlali oselitshayele kaningi emambuleni kwiqembu le-Highlanders njengoba elamagoli amahlanu kwimidlalo ye-league. Umpofu futhi bazaqhubekela phambili ngomkhankaso wabo ukwenza ukuba enkundleni eBarber Fields badlulise amanye amaqembu imbuya ngoluthi.
Abasekeli be-Highlanders Football Club ngibona basisekele kakhulu especially at Pepper Fields, basinika idlabuzane kakhulu. Ngiyacela ukuthi bebuye ngobuningi bengakhathali bezokhuza abafana, abafana labo babamelele ngoba abafana bathi hayi emqeqeshi ama-supporters ethu asinika idlabuzane elikhulu kakhulu. Kodwa umdlalo wangesonto ngiyafisa ukuthi sithathe inklomelo emithathu.
Umdlali wesisweni senkundla u-Adrian Sila uthi bakhangelele ukunqoba ngesonto ngoba bedlala kuhle nxa besemagumeni kulezi nsuku. Imidlalo yeviki lechumi lanye ihlelwe ukuba iqale ngolwesihlanu lapho iqembu leHarare City lizadibana khona lele Tenex naseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi ngomgqibelo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala lele Triangle naseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqilana lele ZPC Kariba ngaseZakuva, iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lizadlala lele Dynamos naseBabab, iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela leFC Platinum naseBarber Fields, kuthi naseAscot iqembu leWawa lizadlala lele Chicken Inn. Ngesonto iqembu leManchester Diamonds lizemukela leBulawayo Chiefs naseSakuva, kuthi eCape United lizodibana lele Yata naseNational Sports Stadium. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanje.
Uliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi odume okwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo owe-jazz uThandi Idlana yena ke ucula ekobulawayo. Asizweni ingxoxo ayenze lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Uthikoli balaleli kwamuhle udlala ikhumbuze ngembali yakhe
umculi ozalelwe kobulawayo ohlala kobulawayo oqale ukucula ngo 2014 ecula umculo engiwubiza ngesithi ethno soul elefusion ye jazz umculo ojulisa ingqondo oyenza la uzizwe sithi hlala ulalele Mina uThandi Dlana ngingumculi ngiphinde ngibe ngumbhali wezingoma okuthi ukuthi ingoma zami zonke engizihlabelayo ngiyazibhalela
abaculi abaningi bejabulisa uZulu eZimbabwe uthanda ukuthi yibo abamenza abe lemfutho okuyaphambili ngomculo
abaculi abangisipayayo lakana esihlala sonke sikhule sonke sincedisane nemibono siqinisane abaculi abangancindezelananiyo so abaculi abangisipayayo ngabantu esibona ngaso linye abantu abafuna ukubona umculo usiya phambili abantu abaqakezela abanye
uThandi ehlangane nenye intombazana edume kakhulu ngomculo wesintu uNkwali bakhokhela iqembu labaculi abatheneyo kobulawayo okuthiwa yi-Souls of Lozi K. Leli qembu licula lihaya indlovukazi uLozi K oyinkosikazi yenkosi uLobhengula owahlala ekhokhela amabutho inkosi Zinyamalele.
ULozi K wayengumkhokheli uLozi K wayengumama wabantu uLozi K wayengumkhokheli uLozi K wayengumeli wesizwe. Let me tell you a story. A story of a black African woman.
Oh, woman. Umde wa Zimbabwe wangusa Songs of Lost K. Ukuthi iyecula eDubai kuWorld Expo. Lapha uThandi labanye bakhe benza izimanga. Bathiya abantu bekhalela umphedlo. Lona limi njani leli cembu? Utshele labalaleli ukuthi bangawuthola ngaphi umculo wakho Thandi.
So Songs of Lost K. Ulami uThandi Dlana. Ulosisi uMkwali uNoma Thamsanqa. Is ama main vocalist ababhali bezingoma ku Facebook @thandidlana1 ikhona njalo ku Instagram thandi_dlana iphinde kube khona la ku Twitter ku @thandi umculo wami uyatholakala ku wonke ama digital platform
bese kwetshelo Thandi Dlana kuhlelo waza the Friday Kathani uyasebenza, uthi kudla umculo, alale umculo, uthi ufuna ukuba umhlabelelo odume eAfrika yonke jikelele. Ngiyimela yesitudio 7 igabana mueze Jesus Sibanda.
Isizwe esiningi sizokhonto nomalanga ubulijikela ilanga lisaphuma lisahlaba lichisa linjalo ubulimela kunjalo wenza ukuthi lamadoda amadala indaba yakho uyimela khontokazi kwezizwekazi olawula emkulwini olawule lasezinkundleni lasakaze lisiphaqa sibanzi eliponsa amasamuli abakho liponse alale lathula.
Ngiyakwenzani isikole lethesikhangile ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela izizathu amandla akho nomendo wele South Africa esikhokhela umphathi ndaba wakajala indaba zamapolisa umnumzana Beyicele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano wezakhamizi zelokishini leDoodsloo eJohannesburg ngemva kokubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe. Bayamsola uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuvota ephisa inyathelo lokuxhotshwa kweleRussia kukhansili ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu eye-Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele-Ukraine. Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi odume kwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo owe-jazz uThandi Dlana yena ocula ekobulawayo. Siludubake lapha uhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje olibalelisayo noPresident Jeremiah sithi mpelasonto elithukile.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.